And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with State Representative David Freese. How are you on this steamy Friday morning?
I'm well, other than it being a little sticky. Things are growing great. Thanks.
So, not a lot going on right now, or?
Well, we've got the veto session coming up last week in October. We've got 6 days total, 3 days in October, 3 days in November. It's going to be short, probably very abbreviated, because with a Democrat legislature and a Democrat governor, a lot of things, you know, most things do not get vetoed.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things, though, that did get vetoed was we lifted the moratorium on nukes, you know, nuclear power plants. You know, that's a big thing. Obviously, you know, we've got Baldwin Power Plant that's going to shut down, and the Democrats want to shut down every coal and natural gas facility out there. So you've got to get energy back on the grid. Right. You know, unfortunately, wind and solar, it doesn't generate enough. So the thought was to lift the moratorium on nukes. They're modular nukes is what they're referred to. They've been in service for decades. It's what the U.S. Navy uses in their nuclear fleet, you know, subs and carriers. So tested, safe, efficient, and unfortunately, the governor vetoed that bill.
Yeah. Someone that wants to promote cleaner energy.
Yeah, that was my thought. So here's what I found out. I actually just found this out yesterday. He is in really tight connections. People say he's in bed with the environmentalist. And the environmentalists, they'll sign off on it, but they want some more concessions when it comes to this, be it fossil fuels or carbon capture or something. So instead of just signing this and lifting the moratorium, and then going after something else that the environmentalists want, they're going to load this bill up with things that probably the Republican Party will not be able to sign on to. So there's a high probability that it may not get through. And I learned today that Speaker Welch will probably not call the bill in veto session, even though they probably would have the numbers to override it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick. We'll come back and talk with Representative Freese here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. State Representative David Freese, and talking about the veto session coming up, and that's the end of October, I think you said?
Correct. Yeah, we have 3 days in October, 3 days in November, and that'll be it. Hopefully quick and easy, painless. You know, I joke with people, as long as we're not in Springfield, bad laws cannot be enacted. So the less time we spend in Springfield, the better it off we are here in Southern Illinois.
Right. Now, we were talking about that bill on the nukes or whatever you were talking about, and wanting to add, it's kind of like, I've always been under the theory that, you know, once you have a bill that you presented, you know, don't go adding or detracting stuff from it. I mean, that's the bill, you know, and you vote on that, and then if you want something else later, then you come up with another one.
Right, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this is taken up during the veto session, but from what I understand, what I read this morning, it will not get brought up in veto session. It'll be back. It'll be back next session, and I fully anticipate there will be some things added onto it that myself and other Republicans cannot sign on to. So, you know, they always refer to that as a poison pill. It's very unfortunate. You know, the lifting the moratorium on nuclear reactors should not be tied in.
Right. Definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, we all want cleaner energy, but not at any expense.
No, because on a day like today, I like going home and I like my AC running. You know, in this, you know, actually, you know, talking about the heat and stuff, Ameren actually put out a notice yesterday asking people to turn their air up. You know, don't do your laundry, don't run a dryer during certain hours. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reason they have to do that is because there's such strain on the grid right now with the uptick in the temperatures. So, you know, think about this. What's going to happen in our area when Baldwin goes offline in a couple, 3 years? You know, rolling brownouts and blackouts. I hope I'm wrong on that, too. But that's what could very possibly be in the near future for us.
All right, which is not good, especially on days like this in the middle of the day. You know, you don't want power being reduced down or shut down completely, you know, where you have no air or any fan or anything.
Right. So, you know, I've talked to people in the energy business, and what they would probably do is they would go to manufacturers that have a real big draw on the grid, and they would actually turn them off or ask them to not run their facility. And if those large corporations, large businesses, manufacturers, when they don't run their equipment, their operations, that would then hopefully leave us enough energy for, you know, everybody's parents or grandparents to be able to run their AC on a day like today.
Right. It's like you have this big pool of energy out there, and the more that's pulled out of it, the smaller the pool gets.
Yeah. But, you know, talking about the weather, you know, we were talking about football during break, and, you know, football's supposed to start tonight, but because of the weather, it's going to start tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a little break and it'll cool down.
True.
You know, it's hard to believe that with this temperature, we're talking about football.
I know.
I'm excited for football, love football, love high school football, and looking forward to the season. You know, Redbud plays Pinckneyville,
right.
I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looking forward to that game.
And we're going to stream that one, and then hopefully we're going to try and pick it up and do some broadcasts of Red Bud games this season.
Yeah, unfortunately, Sparta didn't field a team this year. It's, you know, hate to see that.
Right. And like I said, you know, possibly if I can get an announcer or something in that area, continue on as from that point forward, too. It would be, we used to cover Red Bud, and I really enjoyed those days.
Yeah, they actually had a couple people stream some of their games, which was awesome, because we would then go back and watch the highlights and stuff.
Right. Other things going on in the state right now?
Well, you know, we have a lot of controversy right now. Obviously, we have the transgender issue. It seems to be in the forefront with everybody. We have things going on here in the district and in the state. You know, we've got biological men in women's restrooms. So I filed a bill to amend the Illinois Human Rights Act to try and alleviate that issue, because unfortunately, if you talk to people, the experts in that area, they think by law you actually have to allow biological men in women's restrooms or locker rooms. And as a father of a daughter, I do not want biological men in my daughter's bathroom or restroom or locker room.
No.
So. And then again, you know, people say, well, you're anti-trans. I'm not. I'm actually pro-women, pro-girl. There's no reason for this to happen. And, you know, you should go into a restroom that you're equipped for. Plain and simple.
Exactly. I mean, that's what they are. I mean, that's the way it's always been. That's been that way for a reason.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and I have this issue with, you know, transgender athletes as well. You know, if you allow this to continue, there isn't a single record that is going to be held by a biological woman in 10, 20 years. You know, I don't care. You pick up basketball, baseball, softball, you know, you name the sport. Every record that's held by a female today in high school athletics is going to be held by a biological male who identifies as transgender. You know?
Yeah, that... I know there was a case nationally here not too long ago. A swimmer. And you look at that, it's like men are designed physically stronger. I mean, and in competition like that, they're going to overpower the females. And that, like you said, is not fair. I mean, it's not. Not fair competition. Competition is always supposed to be fair. I mean, that's... If you don't play fair, you know, you get kicked out of the game usually, and that's the way it always used to be.
Anyway. Yeah. And as a, you know, I've been blessed. I have a son and a daughter, and I can tell you that biologically, boys are just bigger, stronger, faster. Mm-hmm. And obviously, athletics, that's what it comes down to. You know, if you're talking about hitting a ball, jumping, you know, name it. If it involves a sport, you know, typically the men are going to dominate that field. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why we have the WNBA now. And, you know, think LeBron James, think about if he played in the WNBA. You know, what would that look like?
Right.
You know, it would be a little bit on the silly side. So we really need to address this. I think we need to put a stop to it. And if you're a biological male, you know, stay in the boys' bathroom and then compete with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you would really think it is, as they say, a no-brainer, but, you know, apparently not with some people these days.
Yeah, people say some people have lost their common sense. You know, and it's really, this is purely for pro girls, you know, both in their privacy and in their athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. That's all it is.
It, you know, there's a thing in psychology, they call it ODD or objectional defiant disorder. And, you know, that's basically kind of where they, if you say it's red, they say green. No, it's green. And it's kind of like, do we have this mass cases of, you know, ODD out there? You know, everyone is like, you know, you're a male. No, I'm not. I'm a female, you know. You know, or I'm a female. No, I'm not. I'm a male, you know. I don't know what brought it on, but it's created quite a firestorm.
It has. It has. And again, you know, and I feel very sorry for these school administrators that have to deal with this. They're in a no-win situation because their legal counsel tells them something. You know, their parents believe that the law should be something else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to try and alleviate that for both the parents and the administration, let's change the law. Let's get it fixed so we don't have these issues going forward.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what, we got on the break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick. That out of the way, and we'll come back and talk some more with Representative David Freese here right after this.
Get your questions and comments in at 443-2121 or 877-443-1230. The people speak.
And welcome back. Got some time left in the program today, talking to State Representative David Freese and talking about some of the things. Of course, the veto session coming up at the end of October, different things going on. Also going on right now, as we know by the heat, because it always comes with the heat, is the Du Quoin State Fair.
Yes. Yeah, we actually have our opening ceremony late this afternoon. I understand, yes, it is warm, but there's going to be a break in the heat. So please come out to the Du Quoin State Fair next week. We're supposed to have really nice weather starting tomorrow. It's going to cool off, get down in the 60s at night, 80s in the daytime, which is beautiful.
I think Sunday they're even talking like 79 for a high.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice, and the humidity is supposed to get knocked back too, which is what's driving everybody crazy right now, especially myself. But yeah, and you know, they've always got phenomenal food down there. They've got rides, they've got shows, just a great atmosphere. And they've recently made some, you know, capital improvements to the fairgrounds. Really, really nice. Yeah, looking forward to it.
So that's And that'll be going on. It runs 10 days, so.
That sounds right, yep.
I know, you know, mentioned different days. Sunday is Veterans Day, so veterans in the area. Mentioned they got a free lunch, so I'll probably try and make my way over there.
Yeah, we joked during the break. I said, you want me to show up? You feed me, I'll be there. Yeah,
exactly.
But, you know, as a veteran, I think I've got the problem with this job. Not really a problem, just one of the things that you got to deal with is that, you know, there's demands on my time, and I try to make as many appearances as possible. I don't know if I'll be down there Sunday, but I will be down there several days next week.
Right, right. Another thing, I guess we can talk, I guess like the Illinois Supreme Court, which has a liberal edge to it.
It does.
Is ruled on the assault weapons ban, as it would call it.
Yeah, and I don't know that anybody was surprised about that. The real, if you want to say, battle or fight is going to be fought in the federal courts, and it's going to have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. Any talk going on right now or anything?
You know, I was talking to some people about this this past week, and they're on their own timeline. So, you know, everybody's like, well, when are we going to hear something? Because everybody wants to know, one, if they've got to register their firearm, you know, if it's one of those that fall in that category. And my understanding, you've got from October 1st to December 31st to do that. My hope is that we have this issue resolved in the federal courts, obviously, prior to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the registration issue is kind of a thing, too. I mean, once we get past that point, then, I mean, what are the penalties? I mean, if you did have it before, you didn't register it, now all of a sudden you have no option on it. Are you going to be in trouble for that? Or, a lot of questions.
Yes. And I had some correspondence with some of the state police, and they're still trying to work out some of the bugs. And that's one of the really unfortunate things about this is the state legislature passed this a straight party line vote, and now we're stuck with the ramifications with it, and nobody fully understands the consequences of that bill. You know, the state police, they've been tasked with, you know, the quote registration of these firearms, and they don't have the bugs worked out. They don't have the answers at this time.
I know at one point the Illinois Sheriff's Association had actually, or a lot of the sheriffs, anyway, had gone on record as saying they weren't going to enforce the laws.
Right. Yeah. And I understand where they're coming from. And law enforcement's been affected by this. I've had conversations with some law enforcement. They're exempt from this. So they can own and possess a weapon that you and I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened is if their firearm now malfunctions or breaks, they're having a problem getting component parts for it because dealers and other entities, they do not want to do business with the state of Illinois now because there's just too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got law enforcement who have weapons that they can legally possess don't work because they cannot get parts for it.
Right. It's like I said, it leaves a lot of questions out there, a lot of confusion, and we'll just have to, I guess, wait and see.
Yeah, and I wish I could tell everybody, by this date we'll have an answer, but I just don't know, and it's gonna have to work its way through the court system.
Right.
And unfortunately, regardless of who wins in the federal appellate court, that the loser is going to file an appeal. I guarantee it. So then it's gonna have to be taken up by the Supreme Court. My hope is that they issue a stay, and then if they issue a stay, then the law doesn't go into effect at all. And we don't have to worry about registering prior to the end of December.
Okay. Other things going on? Any events coming up or anything? Or
Really? That's it right now. So we're getting ready for veto session. I'm glad it's going to be short and sweet. And then, looking forward to football, cooler weather, real football weather, not this stuff we've got now. And then, it's really about it.
Okay. Well, looks like we're about out of time, but Representative Freeze, thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure. Appreciate you having me.
All right. And we will look forward to talking to you again in the near future, maybe around the veto session time, and kind of see how things are going with that.
Yeah, maybe I'll call in or I'll stop in after veto and let everybody know what happened.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
State Representative David Freeze this morning here on The People Speak. That'll wrap things up. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.